We're at Mountain West Football Media Days at the Cosmopolitan Hotel on a Global Travel Roadshow, thanks to Audio Visual Systems. And Next Title, we'll be talking to a lot more coaches coming up this hour. In fact, in just 10 minutes, Norm Chow of Hawaii will come aboard and talk about the differences in his quarterback, the USC transfer, and the resources in the program. But Penny Vea is with UNLV. He's a senior defensive back. Blake Decker is the quarterback at UNLV. We'll get their thoughts on Tony Sanchez being named the head football coach at UNLV. Penny, let me start with you while Blake gets rigged up here. But when you heard that, first of all, Coach Houck was leaving, somebody that recruited you, that could be an emotional thing. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, at first I was kind of sad about it, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody who brought me in and ain't going to be there to, you know, finish off my senior season with. But, you know, at the same time, I knew that's just the way the business worked, you know.
Yeah.
It was just, if a job ain't going to be done, you're kind of out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm glad, you know, the changes that have been made, you know, Coach Sanchez coming in, you know, great coach.
Yeah, there's a lot of differences there. I'll get both your reactions to this, Blake. But
definitely.
Coach Houck was an understated guy from Montana who'd had a lot of success. I think he was a confident guy and did what he did. But you can't help but be optimistic when a guy like Sanchez walks through the door, I assume.
Right.
The contrast was obvious.
Right.
In terms of the two different guys.
Right.
Did one of them get you more excited than the other? Or
you know, they're both exciting guys to be around. It's just Sanchez is more of a modern type of coach. You know, he not only excites you about football, but he excites you about, you know, stuff such as uniforms and stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. That gets you excited a little bit, Blake?
Oh, absolutely.
What you're going to wear. And, well, let's face it, it's part of the game now, right?
I mean, it's part of college football. I think that's the evolution, and that's the way college football is moving. I mean, you pull high school recruits, what do they want? They want to put on a jersey when they come to school. They want to see your facilities, and they want to see how you swag out on Saturdays. And if you can do that, I mean, that gets the guys excited that are playing right now, too. So
yeah, this is a good question. Now, Beater would never be interested in this answer, but
let's hear it.
Other than UNLV, I'll ask you two guys, all right?
Okay.
Who really has, as you would put it, the best swag? Who has the best uniform set? Or is there some that's one of the schools you go, man, they just look sharp? I think a lot of the schools look sharp in the conference. There's one or two of them.
Are you talking about in our conference?
In the Mountain West Conference.
Oh, man.
Other than UNLV.
Who else swags in the Mountain West besides UNLV? We were just checking out the helmets a second ago over on the table. Boise's got some sick helmets. Boise can swag out. So
Their whole look. Well, they have a little advantage in that Nike contract of theirs. It gives them a lot of versatility.
Exactly.
I've noticed a lot of schools have that versatility now.
Yeah. No, it's true.
It seems like everybody's you know, climbing the chains in terms of, you know, new uniforms and stuff like that. But I know Boise's been running the show in that for you know, a couple of years now.
As Jeff said, I'm old school on a lot of things. Where would uniforms rank? I mean, I would think school colors and uniforms, if I was looking to be recruited, and again, I went to school in the 80s, would go way down at the bottom. I could care less.
Right.
I mean, I think high schoolers nowadays are going to have to disagree with you, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think, kids show up, and, like, when we have kids hit us up, like, hey, we're coming out on a visit, like, what do the uniforms look like? Can you send us a pic? Can you hook us up with some gear? Like, that's just what they're excited about, and I think that's not only the evolution of college football, but that's just what's been implemented over the last 10 years. So they're just a product of what the environment has been. And you look at the teams that have had that resurgence from the bottom of the pack in their conferences at the top. It's Oregon. It's Boise State. It's different teams across the country. And it's why? Because they decided they're going to start swagging out. They're going to pull some recruits based on their uniforms. And so I think it's important.
Yeah. But that was just Blake Decker, by the way, senior quarterback for UNLV. Penny Vea is also with us. We're live here from the Mountain West Football Media Days. Cajun Prayerless, Bob Beaters with me. We're talking about UNLV season, the hiring of Coach Sanchez. And now I guess I don't know what a Tony Sanchez coach team is like, and you guys are finding out as well.
Yeah.
Every coach is defensive or offensive oriented. So what's your take? I'll let you start this time, Blake. What's your take? What kind of programs do you want to run here?
Yeah, so, I mean, from what I had heard, there's some players on our team that had played at Gorman before. So what I talked to them about is that he predominantly stayed within the offense, that he'd been an offensive manager, that he'd helped out. As he came in, though, and as he brought in Coach Cotton from Nebraska and Coach Bear from Colorado, I think he kind of stepped back a little bit and let them kind of do their thing. And they'd both really experienced, seasoned veteran guys. And by doing so, I mean, he obviously has his input here and there on both the offense and the defense. But I think he's done a really good job of just letting the coaches that have had that large experience in college football, just run their offense and do their thing, and obviously run the defense too with Coach Bear. And that's
so you think it's to be defined? I mean, San Diego State's defensive oriented, Boise State's offensive oriented. Right. Every team sort of has an identity, if you will. What will be UNLV's?
I mean, I think UNLV might be an offensive oriented team. You know, Coach Sanchez is seems like he's more of an offensive guy.
All right.
And but then he brought in a great staff. You know, Coach Bear, Coach Cotton too. You know, let them take over their side and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How much different is what we're going to see? Now, we haven't seen you, Boise State, UNLV, head-to-head in the last 2 years.
Right.
But how much different? I mean, are we talking, is this team going to look 45 degrees different? Is it going to look 90 degrees different? Is it going to look 180 degrees different than what you guys have looked in the past?
What do you say, Blake?
I'm no mathematician, but I'm hoping that it's going to be quite different, honestly. Just the mentality and the atmosphere and the culture, it's changed. It's different. We're a different team starting from the top, and that's had the trickle-down effect into the players and into the locker room. And we expect that we are, and we believe that we are, a completely new team.
Like, how different would this team have been when you went back and broke down tape?
Yep.
And don't take this wrong, but you know you can't turn over the ball like that.
Absolutely.
And you go back and look at it. I thought about it and said, wow, this would have been an entirely different result, not a different team.
Yep.
But you looked at that. There's times where you're pressing, I'm sure. You're down by scores. You're making something happen. There's a lot of reasons things happen. But when you looked at it, how much different would this team have been had a couple of things or more gone a different way?
I mean, you look at certain games where you look at NIU, week two for us. I mean, we marched down the field. We were down. I think we were down 26 at half. We come back out. We storm out. We tie the game up. We drive back down the field with 2 minutes left. We throw a fade in the corner of the end zone. It had happened that Devontae Davis had broken his hand earlier in the game. Didn't tell anybody. He could only go up with one hand. It gets tipped. It gets picked off. The game's over. There's just so many crazy things like that. Like, yeah, you sit and you laugh, but it's like so much of that happened to us last year that it started to become just that cycle of just negative things happening to us, along with the fact that there were turnovers that shouldn't have happened that were largely my fault. But looking back on it, I hope I can learn from that and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Kenny, you've been here a while. Two seasons ago, this team went to a bowl game, I believe, seven games?
Right.
Last year, two. How much different was the team in the last 2 years?
Oh, man. The team that we had that year with where we went to the bowl game, you know, it's similar to where we're going with this team now. You know, there's so much excitement in the locker room. Everybody knew what it was like to win. You know, everybody loved the taste of winning after games. And I believe the way this team is going now, you know, starting with the off-season stuff, energy, everybody's building that brotherhood. It kind of brought back that feeling of that team from, what is it, like 2013? So I believe it's heading in the right direction.
And you've got some weapons now. You have a young sophomore wide receiver making a preseason all-conference team. And so I guess you gain a weapon there, and you expect to run the ball, to be more wide open offensively. What can you tell us, I guess, of the offense?
Man, we're going to find out come fall camp. But we've got weapons across the board. We've got four or five receivers that I feel like can be standout receivers that can all step in and do a good job and make plays for us. We're gaining continuity up front, which is good, which is what we need with our big men up front. And we've got three or four backs that are going to come in, and a lot of them are going to get time, and a lot of them are going to get touches, and we're going to need them to produce for us, and I believe they can. And so we're going to have a lot of weapons. It's just going to be getting the ball into their hands and letting them make plays.
Yeah, Penny, I went to ask you, but you almost headed off to Utah State, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what happened there?
Just some stuff we didn't come to agreement on.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work out for me.
And Coach Howe said, hey, you know, come down here.
Yeah.
And what about you, Blake? What was your journey here to UNLV? How'd you end up at UNLV?
Yeah, so I served a mission for my church, an LDS mission, and then coming home, I went to BYU and walked onto the team there, which was the plan since I came home. And then when I was there, the offensive coaching staff got fired. They brought in a new staff. I got buried on the depth chart. I took off from there. I went to Scottsdale Community College for a year down in Arizona. Played well down there, and then got an opportunity to come out here and play. So that's been the journey of Blake Decker so far.
So what's it like being college students and playing in Las Vegas?
Man, I mean, people think that it's like they come out here and they're like, there's so much excitement, there's so much craziness of the Strip, you guys must be here all the time. And really it's like, guys, we live off of $1,100 a month. We barely have money to make rent, to buy food, gas, and hang out by the pool all day. So literally, that's, yeah, it's no different than anywhere else.
Right, but, right. You know. That is See, Bob was buying into it. Doesn't he look like a guy that would buy into the fact? You're up at the marquee, Coach, I'll get to you tomorrow, Coach. Don't you worry about it. We'll be in practice. Just chill out, man.
Maybe 40 years ago, not anymore.
Well, Coach Sanchez was talking about selling this area differently. I don't know. You were probably a little different the way you were recruited out. So what other schools were you looking at? Was there a lot of schools or was like –
Yeah, there was a good amount, but for, I mean, junior college is obviously a little bit different recruiting.
Right.
I mean, they bring in quarterbacks on a need, like a need now basis.
Yes.
And most of the schools that I were talking to, they wanted to wait until spring finalized so they could figure out how their depth chart was going to play out.
Right.
And I didn't want to stick around and wait until jump into a school in the summer. UNLV offered me early. They said they were going to give me a chance to come out in January and then compete in the spring. And I jumped on board early and said, let's go, let's do it. So.
Well, that's what Sanchez is talking about, though, about how he's going to sell this program, you know, and sell kids on all these opportunities that are here. And I don't know if you guys were sold that way. Were you?
No, we weren't sold that way, you know. But I believe the way Sanchez is doing it is the right way. It's good. And I believe he's selling it the right way.